Your granddad, my own dad, was a magnificent and splendiferous poacher. I caught the poaching fever from him when I was 10 years old, and I've never lost it since. Mind you, in those days just about every man in our village was out in the woods at night poaching pheasants. And they did it not only because they loved the sport, but because they needed food for their families. When I was a boy, times were bad for a lot of people in England. There was very little work to be had anywhere, and some families were literally starving. Yet a few miles away, in the rich man's wood, thousands of pheasants were being fed like kings twice a day. So can you blame my dad for going out occasionally and coming home with a bird or two for the family to eat? No, I said, of course not. But we're not starving here, Dad. You've missed the point, Danny boy. Poaching is such a fabulous and exciting sport that once you start doing it, it gets into your blood and you can't give it up. Just imagine, he said, leaping off the bunk and waving his mug in the air. Just imagine for a minute that you are all alone up there in the dark wood, and the wood is full of keepers hiding behind trees, and the keepers have guns. Guns? They don't have guns. All keepers have guns, Danny. It's for the vermin, mostly. The foxes and stoats and weasels who go after the pheasants. But they'll always take a pot at a poacher, too, if they spot him. Dad, you're joking. Not at all. But they only do it from behind. They like to pepper you in the legs at about 50 yards. They can't do that. They could go to prison for shooting someone. You could go to prison for poaching, my father said. There was a glint and a sparkle in his eyes now that I'd never seen before. Many's the night, when I was a boy, Danny, I've gone into the kitchen and seen my old dad lying face down on the table and Mum standing over him, digging the gunshot pellets out of his backside. It's not true, I said, starting to laugh. You don't believe me? Yes, I believe you. Towards the end, he was so covered in tiny little white scars that he looked exactly like it was snowing. I don't know why I'm laughing, I said. It's not funny, it's horrible. Poacher's bottom, they used to call it, my father said. And there wasn't a man in the whole village who didn't have a bit of it one way or another. How's the cocoa? Fine, thank you. If you're hungry, we could have a midnight feast. Could we, Dad? Of course. My father got out the bread tin and the butter and the cheese and started making sandwiches. Let me tell you about this phony pheasant shooting business, he said. First of all, it is practiced only by the rich. Wealthy idiots spend huge sums of money every year buying baby pheasants from pheasant farms and rearing them in pens until they're big enough to be put out into the woods. Then they're guarded by keepers and fed twice a day on the best corn until they're so fat they can hardly fly. Then beaters are hired, who walk through the woods making as much noise as they can to drive the half-tame pheasants towards half-baked men and their guns. After that it's bang, 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 and down they come. Would you like strawberry jam on one of these? Yes, please, I said. One jam and one cheese. But, Dad, what? How do you actually catch the pheasants when you're poaching? Do you have a gun hidden away up there? A gun? He cried, disgusted. Real poachers don't shoot pheasants, Danny, didn't you know that? You've only got to fire a cap pistol up in those woods and the keepers will be on you.
Then how do you do it?
Ah, these things are very big secrets. But I reckon if my father could tell them to me, then maybe I can tell them to you. Would you like me to do that?
Yes. Tell me now.
All the best ways of poaching pheasants were discovered by my old dad. My father put my sandwiches on a plate and brought them over to my bunk. Do you know, my old dad actually used to keep a flock of prime roosters in the backyard just to practice on. A rooster is very much like a pheasant, you see. They're equally stupid. So whenever my dad thought up a new method of catching pheasants, he tried it out on a rooster first.
What are the best ways?
Promise you won't tell another soul.
I promise.
It's more than a secret, Danny. It's the most important discovery in the whole history of poaching. He edged a shade closer to me. Suddenly his voice became soft and very private.
Pheasants, he whispered, are crazy about raisins. Is that the big secret?
That's it. It may not sound very much when I say it like that, but believe me, it is.
Raisins?
Just ordinary raisins. You throw a few raisins into a bunch of pheasants, and they'll start fighting each other to get at them. Method number one is known as the horsehair stopper.
The horsehair stopper?
That's it, my father said. And the reason it's such a brilliant method is that it's completely silent.